Thank you. Drew Minkiewicz, Fisheries Survival Fund. Obviously, it's no secret that we have serious concerns and reservations about the results of the track assessment with regards to Georges Bank Yellowtail. Noted that several times in front of you. I know some of you were able to see Dr. Cadron's presentation last night about the significant concerns the scientific community has with the assessment. By accepting 500 metric tons as an upper bound, you're accepting that it's okay in the middle of an assessment process to change the rules and change the model without the whole peer review process. Voting for this motion, you validate that practice. So you want to think twice before you do that. You also are validating an assessment that says that the survey results would be more than 100% efficient, herding or not, of yellowtail, that there would be more than 100% efficient for the survey results to match up with this model result. So if you vote for this motion, you're saying, I believe that the survey net catches more than 100% of the yellowtail that it encounters. None go under the sweep, none go over the net, and it actually brings them in from a further area, herds them up, and catches them all. That's what you're saying if you vote for this assessment, this motion here. And I understand the concerns about, you know, upsetting the agreement, but let's look at the numbers in front of us of what this agreement's getting us. There are 600 metric tons of Eastern Georges Bank cod that both countries have agreed to be caught, and we've negotiated ourselves a healthy 96 metric tons of those 600 tons. Well done. There are 500 metric tons of yellowtail to be caught. We've negotiated ourselves 215 metric tons of those. Once again, well done. 10,000 metric tons of haddock to be caught, and we've caught negotiated ourselves under 4,000 metric tons. So if this agreement were to be blown up, where exactly do we get hurt? Do we only get 90 metric tons then of Georges Bank cod compared to the 96 that we're getting under our strategy so far? So I think we really need to look at, you know, if this is truly a shared stock, yet we seem to be doing a lot more giving than taking here. This isn't really an equal relationship. And we need to really question about what we're doing here in this with this agreement. So with all of those concerns, I strongly urge you not to support this motion and to go back to Canada for something that, one, resembles the reality of the fish that are out there, and two, that it actually gets us something more on par with what we actually deserve as part of a sharing agreement rather than a giving agreement that it is right now.